You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter Ian Brown. In a pretty intriguing debut from Henry Owens, the results were not spectacular, but I think there was a lot to like. What did you see from him?
Yeah, I thought he looked pretty good. You know, he lacked his command, obviously, in the first inning, and that's, you know, somewhat to be understood. First career inning at Yankee Stadium, a lot of adrenaline, a lot of butterflies there. But after that, he really settled into a nice rhythm and retired 12 in a row there against a very dangerous Yankees lineup, as we've all seen this year. So I thought there was a lot to like from Owens last night. Look forward to seeing him again, and, you know, later this week.
He has really come on lately in the minors. He wasn't off to the most spectacular start to the season, and it really came on lately. I know you spend your time in Boston and not Pawtucket, but based on who you've talked to, what is it that has sort of come together for him recently that's helped lead to this promotion?
Yeah, I think it's mainly just command. You know, I saw him even in spring training, and he was having a lot of trouble, commanding the fastball, and sometimes he'd get a little too happy with the off-speed stuff, as a lot of younger pitchers do, and the more they go through AAA, they realize that, look, fastball command sets everything else up, and I think he's starting to realize that. I don't know if he's quite a finished product yet, but I think their hope is that, you know, by the end of the season, you know, when they come to spring training next year, he'll be ready to really compete for a spot in that rotation in 2016.
How open-ended is this opportunity right now? Because there are a lot of guys trying to make an impression in that Red Sox rotation.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely some room for Owens right now, especially, you know, Brian Johnson's got a little bit of a elbow issue right now, so they're going to quiet him down for a little bit. So I think they're just going to let Owens go on pitch here for a while. You know, I'm sure they're going to be careful with, you know, whatever innings limit they've established for him this year, they're going to be careful not to go over that. But, you know, I fully expect Owens is going to get, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 starts for the Red Sox, at least coming down the stretch here.
And because you're a pro, you set up my next question. What exactly is going on with Brian Johnson?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's anything too serious. You know, they saw some irritation in the ulnar nerve. You know, anytime you hear something like that, you got to be a little worried. But, you know, I talked to Ben Cherington the other day, and he didn't sense any ligament damage. He called this, you know, a benign injury, and, you know, doesn't think it's anything that's going to require surgery. They're going to give it a conservative rehab, so I think it's just one of the things. You just got to be careful that he doesn't do anything to make it worse. But they think that he's going to be okay.
So it is a little bit – there's a lot of moving parts and some guys available and some not. Is that going to open an opportunity for somebody else? Does that maybe prolong Wright's stay in the rotation? How does that kind of work itself out in the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, right now you figure with there are a lot of moving parts. You got Porcello out right now. You have Buchholz out for a while. So there's some opportunities. So, yeah, I think Steven Wright's going to get a chance to pitch. Joe Kelly might kind of continue to keep getting chances by default here. He continues not to be very impressive, although you see that bullpen and the way that bullpen pitched against the Yankees the other night. And it just seems to me to be screaming for a guy like Joe Kelly to come in and maybe lend some stability to that, the 6th or 7th inning going in front of Taz and Koji. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how these parts kind of come together over the next few weeks.
You mentioned Porcello. Triceps is often a very scary word. A lot of times when you hear triceps, it's not that long before you're hearing elbow. How high is the worry meter on Porcello right now?
Yeah, I don't think it's all that high. I think that they think that this is just kind of a little maintenance thing they have to get through. And, you know, obviously the way he threw the ball in his last start was a little concerning because he was just, you know, every pitch was like right in the middle of the plate. I mean, I know he's had some bad starts this year, but that one was by far the worst. So they just, they want to cool it off. And no, I don't get the sense that they think it's a major injury. They're hoping that it's just one of those things that pops up over the course of the season.
Is there any thought that maybe he's been in any way dealing with something physically for a lot of the year?
No, I mean, he thinks he's been healthy, and the team says he's been healthy. You know, it's hard to know sometimes exactly what's going on, you know, with the training staff there. But, I think that, he's just a guy who's had a lot of confidence issues, a lot of command issues, a lot of adjusting to a new market. So, you know, I think he would love to be able to just kind of put it on something physical. And say, you know, once he gets healthy again, he's going to be fine. But No, I don't think his problems have been mostly physical this year.
Of course, the biggest news in Red Sox land over the last few days was not on the field, but in the front office. Broadly, what do you make of this Larry Lucchino news?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. The first is that, look, Larry Lucchino is going to be 70 years old in September. You know, he talked, back in spring training about how, look, it might be time, you know, in the near future for me to sort of scale back what I've been doing. And the guy's been going very hard for a lot of years here. And, you know, the other thing is just, you know, you look at the success of this organization the last 2 years, and I'm not putting this on Larry Lucchino, but I'm thinking, you know, they might have to reshuffle some things in that front office as far as how they do things. They might need a more baseball-minded guy to sort of, you know, be Ben Cherington's boss and sort of, you know, sign off on some of these decisions. So I think that, Lucchino, he was ready to take a step back, and I also think the organization is in the middle of, you know, kind of just trying to figure out, trying to regain their way and trying to figure out if there's a better way of doing it than they've been doing for the last few years.
You touched very, very briefly on one thing I wondered about. Is in any way, either from his decision or from ownership or anybody, is there any way in which this decision is related to the results that this club's had on the baseball field three of the last 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's too broad to just say, hey, look, the Red Sox have been lousy for three of the last 4 years, so we have to get rid of Larry Lucchino. I think that part of this is that Sam Kennedy has been approached by other organizations, in different sports, really, about trying to hire him. So they really wanted to keep Sam. So he makes the perfect sense to be Larry's successor, you know, as the president of the organization. And at the same time, you know, Sam's not going to be doing baseball stuff. So maybe it's time to hire another, you know, CEO type who's going to be, you know, in charge of the baseball decisions. So, I don't think it's so much Larry personally. I think it's more just, how can we maximize what we do? How can we function best as an organization? And look, Larry Lucchino is going to be 70 anyway, and was looking to scale back as it was. So now he can focus on the new stadium for AAA and Providence and getting that built and maybe some other projects. So I think, again, it's just kind of trying to reorganize more than just say, you know, Larry did a bad job.
How extensive do you think any changes in personnel and or structure in the front office will be between now and, say, the start of next season?
Yeah, no, I think they're still really internalizing all that right now and going over having a lot of meetings to figure out where they are best going forward. And it's hard to know exactly, you know, are there going to be major changes? You know, I think I get the sense right now from talking to people around the Red Sox that everything's on the table right now, and they haven't decided yet, look, do we want to basically hire a new czar of baseball operations who Ben would report to. Is Ben maybe not the guy at all going forward? I think there's a lot of things. I think that right now it's early August. I don't think the Red Sox are in a rush to make that decision. I think they want to give it some time, have a lot of organizational meetings, and make sure that they make the right decision for this baseball team. But, you know, I think that, you know, maybe they need a new guy making the decisions at the head of baseball, just to sort of figure out, look, where have things gone wrong in the last three out of the last 4 years, and how could we sort of, you know, regain the edge that we once had, you know, as the Boston Red Sox?
There's an obvious question here, and I have to ask it, not just because it's obvious, but because you can see where it would be a fit, and it's an interesting name. Dave Dombrowski is now available and presumably is not just going to go be somebody's GM. If there is a president of baseball operations type opening in Boston, do you see that as a potential fit?
Yeah, you know, the one reason that Dave Dombrowski makes some sense for the Red Sox is, look, he worked with John Henry. When John Henry is the owner of the Marlins, Dave Dombrowski was running his baseball operation. The two had a very good relationship. And back then, with the Marlins, John was a lot less involved in the baseball stuff than he is in Boston. He really deferred to Dave on pretty much everything. So it would be interesting to see if they wanted to revisit that relationship. And, you know, maybe John would be less involved in the baseball stuff. I think John's been pretty involved, you know, the last three, four, 5 years. Really analytical guy, big baseball guy, breaks down a lot of statistics. Dombrowski's not necessarily a big stat guy. So, they, you know, if they were to bring in Dombrowski, they would be, in a way, changing some of their organizational philosophy a little bit, where I think Dave is more old school the way he evaluates players. So these are all things that, you know, that are ongoing. But, I think Dombrowski is a very interesting name and somebody who would bring instant credibility to the Red Sox.
All right. Well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.